This is the Buffalo Bills 2026 season preview, and it starts with the strangest firing of the offseason. Buffalo went 12-5, won a road playoff game in Jacksonville, and lost a divisional round overtime game in Denver by a field goal. And 2 days later, Sean McDermott was out after 9 seasons, with ownership citing a playoff wall. The offensive coordinator Joe Brady got the big chair. The market's response was its own kind of statement. Buffalo opens 2026 as the AFC East favorite, priced ahead of the New England team that just finished 2 games in front of them and played in the Super Bowl. So the bet on the board is really a bet about which changes matter. The Bills changed their head coach, their defensive scheme, and most of their secondary. New England changed almost nothing. One of those approaches is about to look smart. What was real? Nearly everything, and that's the point people miss about this team. Buffalo finished 3rd in expected points per play on offense and 2nd in rush efficiency, scored 481 points, 5th most in football, converted 46% on 3rd down, 4th best, and punched in touchdowns on 72% of red zone trips, 3rd best in the league. James Cook won the rushing title, 1,621 yards, 12 touchdowns, holding off Derrick Henry by 26 yards, and it wasn't blocking inflation, because Cook also led the league in rushing yards over expected, plus 358 of them. Josh Allen's season was quieter than his trophy shelf, 10th in adjusted net yards per attempt, 15th in completion percentage over expected, 25 touchdowns against 10 picks, but he ran for 579 yards and 14 touchdowns, and only 2 players in football, both running backs, scored more on the ground. He finished 3rd in MVP voting. The defense was better than remembered, 13th in expected points allowed, and it got there the sustainable way, a 33.6% pressure rate, 5th highest in football, on a bottom 12 blitz rate, pressure without paying for it. Remember that profile because Buffalo just dismantled the staff that built it? What was luck? Here's the remarkable part, almost nothing. Point differential says about 11 wins under the tax threshold. 1 score record, 5-3, comfortably below the 65% line where history sends the bill. Turnover margin, +2, 11th, neutral. Buffalo is the rare contender whose record our regression model just shrugs at. 12 wins was earned the boring way. Whatever happens to this team in 2026 will be football, not variance. The identity, charting data via NFL Verse. On offense, this is who the Bills are, -3.3 pass rate over expected, 23rd in the league. A genuinely run-leaning offense wrapped around a quarterback everyone still thinks of as a gunslinger. That identity is the stickiest thing in our 10-year data when the play caller stays. He does, sort of. Brady keeps calling plays as head coach, with Pete Carmichael installing as a non-calling coordinator. Offensive continuity, real. And the charting says the run identity was earned the hard way. Buffalo faced loaded boxes at the 3rd highest rate in football. Defenses sold out to stop Cook and still ran at positive efficiency. Only one other team in the league, Baltimore, saw fronts that heavy and beat them anyway. That's not a soft schedule run game. That's a unit defenses planned around and lost to. Defensive continuity, gone. McDermott's scheme left with him, coordinator Bobby Babich left for Green Bay, and new coordinator Jim Leonhard arrives promising multiple fronts and simulated pressures. The secondary that ran the old shell was purged. Taron Johnson, Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer, Taylor Rapp, all out and rebuilt in a spring. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Geno Stone, a re-signed Damar Hamlin, plus Ohio State corner Davison Igbinison in round 2. Our stickiness data says defense regresses hardest even when nothing changes. Buffalo changed everything, on purpose, after a 13th place finish. That's a bold trade of a known floor for a theoretical ceiling. What changed on offense is one trade with a story inside it. DJ Moore, career low 50 catches for 682 yards in Ben Johnson's Chicago offense, came over for a 2nd-round pick, then took a restructure that cuts his 2026 cap number to under $7 million, before it balloons to nearly $29 million a year through 2029. He reunites with Brady, his old Carolina coordinator. The rest of the receiver news is why they needed him. Khalil Shakir led the team with 72 catches for 719 yards. Solid, but a career slot profile. And by our charting data, Buffalo's returning wideouts had a man coverage problem. Shakir ranked 45th among qualified receivers in expected points per target against man, Keon Coleman 39th. Bradley Chubb arrived from Miami on 3 years and $43.5 million after an 8.5 sack season. Dalton Kincaid is the injury note that matters. He's been managing a torn PCL without surgery since late 2024, and the team picked up his option anyway. Buffalo traded out of round 1 entirely, out of picks 26, 28, and 31, and used the haul on defense first. Clemson edged TJ, Parker at 35, Igbinosen at 62, and the calendar is its own subplot. The new stadium opens in week 2 against Detroit on a Thursday night. Thanksgiving lands in Kansas City. Week 16 is a Friday rematch in Denver, the site of the season-ending loss, and New England comes twice, weeks 4 and 13. New building, new coach, same quarterback, and a schedule that keeps handing this team its own history to answer. So the 2026 question, and ours is not the one on sports radio, the mainstream asks whether Allen finally gets a ring. Our data asks two colder things. First, the man coverage book. Against zone last season, Allen ranked 4th in the league in efficiency. Against man, 17th, a drop-off of 0.2 of a point per dropback. The league plays man 31% of the time, and our route data says man is exactly what a possession profile like Shakir struggles against. More is the bet that the book stops working. If it doesn't, defensive coordinators already know what Sunday looks like. Worth holding against that. Allen's fourth quarter efficiency ranks 2nd among all starters last season, whatever the man coverage book cost him for 3 quarters. The endgame version has stayed the endgame version. 2nd, the pressure engine. 5th in pressure rate on a low blitz, that was the fingerprint of the McDermott defense at its best, and the whole 2025 profile that our macro data calls sustainable. New scheme, new collar, new back end. The offense is identity carries. The defense's identity is a promise, not a fingerprint. Fantasy names to know, scored half PPR. Cook is the 5th back off boards in the rushing title, plus the league lead in yards over expected earns it. The note is that his receiving line, 33 for 291, keeps the ceiling touchdown dependent in this format. Allen is the first quarterback drafted, and 14 rushing touchdowns is the entire argument. Nobody else at the position combines that floor with this offense. Moore at WR22 is the value bet of the room. Last season, 682 yards came in a broken offense, and he walks into a target vacuum where 719 led the team. Kincaid at TE12 is a knee management gamble with a 39 catch, 571 yard, 12 game baseline. Shakir goes undrafted late at pick 132. The floor is real. The man coverage data is the reason the ceiling isn't. The verdict, 10.5 wins and division favorite. The market is pricing the Bills like the change was all upside. Our ledger reads it differently. The 12 wins were honest. The offense's run-leaning identity carries with its collar, and Cook's title had receipts. But the division price ignores that the 2 games better team kept both play callers, and the defensive rebuild trades the 5th best pressure profile in football for a scheme install with a rebuilt secondary. The honest range is 10 to 12 wins with the division as a genuine coin flip, which makes the favorite price a statement about faith in Joe Brady, not a statement about the data. The floor got fired in January, the ceiling reports to camp in July. Follow the Buffalo Bills feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the Muff 2026 Bills preview. Every number verified.